Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang Abshene, good morning, whatever time you are streaming us. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Our studio is infested with guests, Khumonati, and partly why we Khumonati is because we've got the lady of the house, the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oskhomi Dumela.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good.
When last have you seen our studio so infested with lovely guests?
I know, right? They're distracting us.
No, but it's good.
It is.
It's good.
For a change. For a change.
Yeah, right? I mean,
just the two of us. For a change, you know, we've got people around us.
Yeah. And you can be part of the people who are around us by following us on our social media platforms. Be highly, highly engaging with us. We want all this conversation to be as explicit as possible. Did you see what I did there? Khumi!
No, I did.
Yes, Khumi, what are we talking about today?
Okay, today we are talking about nudes. Do you send them or do you not send them? We've all been there.
Okay.
We've all had that one person who's asked, please send me nudes.
Okay.
And then you have to sit there in your bedroom and then try to get the perfect lighting, try to get the perfect position. Sometimes you even have to put your ring light on. Like it's a whole production.
Okay.
It's a whole production.
Okay.
And then obviously now you have to do it strategically. Do I show my face? Do I not show my face? Side note, never ever show your face.
Yeah. I get.
People will do you dirty on the internet. Never show your face.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're talking. If you have tattoos, try to hide them because somebody else will be able to identify. Do not.
But so is nails, Mos.
No, but nails are generic.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
come on. Mm. This nail color that I have on, I'm sure 100 other girls have it on as well, you know. But if I have a tattoo and my ex knows my tattoo, my cousins know my tattoo, my friends know my tattoo, my mama knows my tattoo, and then now, bah, in the family WhatsApp group because they saw it on Facebook, people will do you dirty on the internet.
Okay, we're talking about sending nudes. If there is anything, what are the points of order? If they are, what are some of the rules and regulations to sending these nudes? We're gonna be engaging. Again, it's not for us to then decide. It's for the voice notes. It's for the Sunlanders. We got a couple of voice notes from people who send nudes, from people who embrace nudes. They are going to be telling us, do they like them? Don't they like them? Why do they like them? And is there a rule of thumb when it comes to sending nudes? Oskhumi, before we delve into the voice notes, quickly, your two cents on the matter. Do you send them? If you don't, what are the rules and that sort of thing?
I send. If you ask, I send.
Thank
you. I will not just out of the blue do you on a Sunday, having Sunday lunch or Sunday dinner with your family, and then bah! No. If you ask nicely, I'll send. You know, do's and don'ts, like I said, don't show your face.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other
incriminating body part.
Identifiable marks,
okay,
or whatever. Don't. If you've got piercings or whatever that somebody else can identify you with, don't. Like, no. Because for me personally, I want to try and make it as anonymous as possible.
Okay.
So that if you do try to do me dirty and you somehow leak them on the internet, nobody can say, ooh, but I've seen that coochie before.
I see. Uh-huh.
It's just the normal one.
Oh.
You can't say, yo, ela kiago, me, I know I've seen it. Kiago. No. It's just the normal one.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are my.
And to the degree of the nudity, do you take it full volume? Or it's lingerie, or you've got with hands?
It depends. It depends. You know, how deep in the involvement we are with this person who's asking for the nudes. If we're in the talking stages and you ask for nudes and we haven't had sex before, I'm not just going to put everything. Awa.
Okay.
That's spoiling the fun, Mus.
Okay.
You know, obviously they all look the same. We all know that. And anatomically, they all look the same. We all know that. But still, you know, you want to tease nyana here and there. Like, udrokar, it's a nip slip, kante, it's not. It was actually on purpose. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think for females is quite sensual, actually, you know?
It's sensual, and also it is a lot of work. There's a lot that as women we have to consider when sending the nudes. You have to try to make it, like you said, sensual, and maybe even artistic if you're into that sort of thing. Whereas for guys...
Oh, wait.
You only have a few things to work
with. It's a few things, but it 4 centimeters and 15 centimeters differ. One.
Zoom.
No, Zoom eritse bankia Zoom meeting. Skapaiza. No. Because let me tell you, you know, these nifty gadgets that have been introduced now can really now bypass these things and can really tell the truth in terms of your actual size, you know. So gone are the days where you can actually get away with just zooming it and then it looks good on Zoom. You know, I remember Mr. Gigabytes, shout out to him, for the longest of time, we were breathing through the wounds. Because
oh, no, that was not Zoom.
No, because you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were breathing
through. And Prince KB, that was not, no, they didn't zoom in.
Yeah, understand. So it was really an elongated situation. There,
it was.
You know, and a lot of guys had to take down their tents, literally, because you thought that you have nix.
But why do men do that?
Why
compare?
I don't think we do it directly, but I think social media we play into. I think if you remember, we had a conversation with Ashley previously, you know, in a live stream. Shout out to everybody who was part and parcel of the conversation, by the way. We talked about the power of social media and how they're just really able to sort of turn the narrative. Mm. Everything, you know, we've always said in all our episodes, everything is quantified with sex. And I think with guys in particular, it always comes to your men, it comes down to your manhood ultimately, you know.
Listen, I get that with men, your egos are attached to your 4.5s.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like the Lord had a wicked sense of humor when he made that connection. Big ups to him, you know. But it's for me, it's unnecessary for you to, you're now my boyfriend, you're going through my phone, you find that somehow I was possessed and I decided to keep my ex's nudes on my phone or maybe my side bites nudes on my phone and you find them and you're like, wow.
Yep.
So this is what you were dealing with.
What a spectacle.
You know, and then you look down and you're like, yo.
Quack, quack, quack.
Hell. You know, and then it obviously it's going to affect you. And meanwhile, I'm happy with you and your size. But now you, for some strange reason, because now you see what I used to deal with, you now feel that I'm maybe not happy or whatever. Also, another thing, do not save nudes when you receive them. Delete.
Guys, delete. I mean, guys, we save things on the cloud now. Save it on the cloud. Save it in the cloud. Save it in the cloud. It's safer. Phones get stolen.
And you save them and then what?
Then you indulge.
So on a random Sunday morning, you're just going to decide to check file year 2017 and then decide to, like, what?
Yeah, you check it. Like, you know, my late grandmother used to, on Sundays, buy the Sunday Times.
Yeah.
She will not read it initially. So she'll just go through the headlines quickly.
Yeah.
Just to check what's trending. Oh, okay, what's on the news? Oh, okay. That's what we do also. Wow. So we're just checking.
Wow.
Oh, all right. So.
All the wows.
Okay.
All the wild.
All right. Let's hear a couple of voice notes. Let's hear from you. What are your rules in terms of nudes? And do you send them? Don't you send them? I'll tell you my reservations after.
Hey guys. So I definitely enjoy, like, you know, sending nudes. I feel like, you know, it's a very sexy act and it's a nice way to engage with your partner, especially when you guys aren't near each other. It's a nice way to always keep things electrifying and the mood alive between the two of y'all. But with that said, there definitely is unsaid rules. I mean, it goes without saying that if I send you, you know, pictures of myself naked, very provocative pictures, I'm expecting you to keep that to yourself. I don't expect you to then share it with the next person or show your friends, because when you're getting nudes from a girl, you know, I feel like that is that's one way to definitely betray my trust. And also just feel like it's very tacky, that person say, and this goes for both men and women. I mean, someone sent you their pictures in good faith, so don't be that person who then goes about, you know, being dodgy and then showing your mates just because, you know, you on an ego trip. Like, I think that's just dodgy, guys. So nudes are great way to keep the vibe going, but don't be that dodgy person who then sends it to the next person or shows the next person, you know. I mean, a lot of trust went into that act. So yeah,
as if you overheard our conversations earlier.
Yeah. If you are in a relationship, you receive nudes from somebody else for whatever reason, you know, because we're still as humans, delete them so that your partner does not find them.
Then there's another conversation we'll have, maybe on another day.
Well, some relationships, you know how back in the day, in every street, there used to be a public phone. Like every two or three houses, there used to be a public phone. Mm-hmm. In some relationships, it's like that.
Mm.
Your phone and my phone, it's for the public.
You see, let me tell you what used to happen at those public phones, right? So you phone, everybody hears your ndabas, right? And everybody thrives with your bulletin. So everybody knows in our latest headlines. Lou is struggling with girlfriend. Mommy is not sending cash. And. So, hence I'm saying, my mom is gangster, by the way. Mm-hmm. She always says, what you are looking for in life, you'll find. Whatever you're looking for, you will find.
So my thing is, if you know that your partner is the type who goes through your phone, as much as you delete WhatsApp messages, as much as I know some of y'all even delete your call logs, delete them nudes as well.
Okay.
Even though I cannot see.
Okay.
That it's
Mang.
Dimpo who sent you the nudes. For the fact that there's another female's private parts on your phone, we're going to have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, operative word private, ne? I'm just saying.
I'd like to believe that they are, and some of those include not sharing them with anyone else, because those are the unspoken T's and C's apply. So, yeah.
Okay, let's hear more.
Evening, P. To answer your question, yeah, I do send nudes quite a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
I think there was a point in which I was sending like a lot of nudes. But the second question becomes, are there unwritten rules? I think yes and no. I'll outline what I think is like an unwritten rule. It's to not be persistent about it. It's to let the person who's sending you nudes or you're asking nudes from be comfortable in sending you as much as they want to reveal. That's the most important part, you know, because some women don't generally take nudes. And if she likes you, she'll go out of that comfort zone to take a nude for you. And obviously she won't take it like a freakum hun at first, and then later at some point she'll get comfortable enough to take like the freakum nudes. So I think it's very important to respect someone's boundaries in terms of that.
All right. Oskumi was shouting at the dude, by the way.
I am bowing down to this man. I am bowing down to him.
Respecting boundaries, right? Is what you were saying. Is what you were saying.
Another don't. And this is why I'm bowing down to him. Another don't. Do not send unsolicited nudes. If somebody did not ask for nudes, do not send them G. Because when you are in a mood. I am not in the mood to see your 4-5. I just had a long day. The whole day. I am tired. I've been fighting with my friends. I've been fighting with my family. I have other life issues. The next thing, pa, pa, pa. Twing, 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 twing. 4-5 fills my screen. No, brother. I like you, but do not send me nudes unless I asked for them. Girls, ladies, do not send nudes unless he asked for it. It is another form of harassment when now skirleki you're confronted with people's private parts that you did not ask to see.
And I notice,
it's almost like somebody flashing you in public.
Notice how with that, ne, it's always time-bound specific, right? So they'll always send it on the off days. They'll always send
even
it...
Even if I'm in a happy mood. No, it's... For the fact that I did not ask to see this. Listen, seeing people's private parts is traumatic. Whether one admit, yes, we all having sex. Yes, we all enjoy it. But seeing people's private parts is traumatic.
PTSD.
One understand that. And now I did not ask to see your 4-5. Whether I am... You got coffee, ka jeva, homonati. I am nice and soused. The next thing I get is clah. Twing, 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 twing. Bah.
The following program contains scenes that might have sensitive views.
Oh, there's a right place and a right time. Like, it does not matter the mood. But just.
Respect.
Read the room.
Respect.
Read the room. If I ask for nudes, yeah, send them. If I don't, no. Don't think just because you sent them, I'm going to be enticed. Ugh. Chances are I'm not. I'm going to delete and most likely block you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to act. No.
Yeah, and I think he touched on it. It's a language thing.
And bound.
Yeah, right. You must. Some people are very conservative. Even though we're having sex, some people are naturally just conservative.
Look, if we are in a relationship, and I feel like, you know what, I just want to be naughty, I just want to surprise my man, yes. He see me naked. But now if you and I have never, and then skill like you, like, no. If other people are into it, fine, they're into it. I'm not. Now I'm old school. I want to see it first before I see it on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm working with. Okay, cool. Okay, it's okay. It's okay, cool. But Jen. The next thing we're going to say, you're host paper and wear last number. Do you think I'm going to call you back?
You?
Ah, eh, Abu D. Kilo chava. Because ain't nobody trying to get hurt up in here.
At least host pipes, at least, what's the likelihood? It's either a host pipe or you get a needle.
Oh,
remember the one we used to sharpen?
So no.
Day if you don't, guys.
Thank you.
Day if you do, day if you don't. Let's hear from you.
Yes, we love nudes here. Like the side, we love them. I love taking nudes. I love receiving nudes. I love sending nudes. I was joking to my friends the other day. Okay, guys, if you see me on, or you see my fingers on Pornhub, please don't judge me because they all know. I send my friends my nudes. Well, pictures, not like videos. Videos I send to them boys. But yeah, what I try to do is, because I have tattoos, I try not to show my tattoos. But I was joking with my nail technician the other day. I'm like, ma'am, you're the one person, like if my nudes would leak, you're the one person who would be like, that's you. That's you. Because I mean, she knows my fingers because I mean, I've been doing my nails for a long time. But yeah, we love nudes here. Like we love them. We love taking them. We love receiving them. Like, I enjoy it. I enjoy it so much.
Can I marry this one?
You can just tell that she's sexy. That's how you can tell she's sexy.
Can I marry her?
I know. She doesn't have a fupa like the rest of us. This one doesn't have a
fupa. I can marry her any day, any time.
There's no fupa here. There's no mkava here. It's a flat stomach here. You can just hear in the voice.
Yeah, and she says she serves them, yeah? She serves them.
Oh, nah, she loves.
She says she sends the pictures to the girls and the videos to the guys.
Videos. Yo, Mudimu, video.
Yeah.
People are doing that now.
Yes. Let me tell you, Lalel.
Listen, I'm still struggling with just trying to get the right angle and the right light, in the right lighting, and, you know, making sure that while I'm doing this, nobody walks into my room. Do you understand? I've got all that administration to do with. Now I have to do a video.
Some people have got, and I'll tell you, it's that Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion feeling. And it's that. There's some hoes in this house. There's some. She's on that. And it's part of it is beautiful because it's part of the conversation we've always had in terms of people who are comfortable in their sensuality. Not sexuality, but in their sensuality.
Mm.
You know, they embrace their body. They know that, you know, I can share. I'm not scared and I'm not shy to share my beauty with whoever, whether guy or girl.
It's actually interesting she mentioned the nails. My goodness, Lord.
I told you.
I'm not worried about the nails.
No, because I understand. Because she knows, Khori, she nail technician would be like...
Yeah. No, but also my nail technician sees like 100 other women in a day. Do you know what I mean? And also, it's not like my nails are customized where I'm like I've got in my nails.
That's what clearly with her
acrylic or something.
Yeah, clearly with her technician, it's very technical like that. It's
very personal.
It's very very personal.
Yeah.
But part of the conversation was just to say, guys, please respect people's boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, please respect this. I remember you said it in one or two episodes, guys. Getting naked is such an exam. To get naked.
And I'm gonna go where, ne? This person is asking you for nudes, ne? And it's winter. You are comfortable in bed. Now you have to peel off all those 11 blankets, unzip your onesie, and then try to look sexy. And what? Oh, yeah.
That's worst case.
Now, you know, whenever somebody asks me nudes, this is what I always say to them. The next time I see you and we're doing it, take a photo. Take as many photos as you want. And keep them in your bank. Whatever storage, whatever you have, keep them there. And then don't ask me because, I don't have the patience.
It's an exam. It's fully, and hence I'm saying, we don't, and I think sometimes heterosexual guys tend to not appreciate that. Takes everything. And vice versa also. People think you just stand there and you just gigabyte the whole thing.
No, but let's be honest, for men,
it's much easier than it is for us. But the judgment comes more, pun intended. Judgment comes.
How long I have to twist myself and then try to get the behind and never talk about like muscles don't stretch like they used to before.
Selfie stick.
Hey, not selfie stick on top of everything. Isn't it bad enough I've got a damn ring light? I don't have to selfie stick this business. And take whatever pictures you want. The next time you see me naked, I can't, I'm sorry.
But yeah, guys, that was part of the conversation. Guys, please appreciate. When you receive them, appreciate. Because it was love. I always say, guys, it's parapagin. Save in the cloud. It's parapagin. Save them somewhere in the cloud.
Wow.
Because some days, when days are dark, she's few. So maybe you can't.
That's why
Pornhub
is there.
No, some things. Ach, no, man. No. Pornhub will leave you handicapped.
Ah, okay. I see.
Yeah, so leave you. Yes, we'll leave you handicapped.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be handicapped. We just want to be handy. And it's just nice to be handy with something which you know you've had a hand on, which can be handful. Guys, I must publish it. Thank you. Show Dan, can we pack? Sparamishi sound. So great, you and but once again, big thank you to all the voice notes that we've received. Big thank you to you who've been listening. All of what we're saying is, guys, being naked is such a beautiful thing, but it comes with a lot of insecurities. It's a mental exercise. And to find somebody who you're comfortable with, to do it with, is the most beautiful thing. Embrace it. As you were saying, it's part of the love language, right? To it really is to be part of
and it. Ladies, listen, yeah, if you've got a fupa, if you've got him kabanyana, got stretch marks, send them nudes if he asks for them.
Lalela, guys.
Bona, he loves you with all those things.
Lalela, oh.
Send that girl. Send
yeah, we're going to go to our social media platforms now quickly. You, when you talk about that, I can safely say, shout out to Kulichana. Ukulichana wapaiza. Ngimile, lamiz. I'm waiting on the wings. So.
You know we must do something about that relationship, friend.
Yeah.
We're not gonna lamize and not gonna land.
Thank you.
Show me we must do something about that.
I'm there.
We'll talk about this after. Yeah,
offline. I'm there because I just think body positivity. Ooh, English.
Yeah.
You have to.
And that's why I love Lamiz. She has embraced her body. She's comfortable in her body. If anybody else has a problem with it, it's a they problem.
No, and if anybody's got a problem, you will find it here. If Kulichana fails, you'll find it here. It's Fubin. Yes. Thank you. So, Kuli challenge. What I'm waiting, you know, first sleep in cricket, they'll tell you. Always waiting for the ball to drop. I'm first sleep. I'm just waiting. I'm ready to catch the ball.
Should Kuli ever listen to this? The day that happens, I'm here. Skawashai.
All right. I'll tell you a place where you can be here for us is on our social media platforms. Oskumi.
They can find us on Daily Sun.
Yes.
On Facebook.
it's the crew in the Ooh. Studio. It's the crew.
No, it's distractions. Or they can tweet us at DailySunSA.
Otherwise.
Find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Kulichana, I don't like the way you are biasing my co-host. You are biasing. Mental pictures already. But once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes. A big thank you to you who's been listening. Guys, we are slowly approaching the 100th episode. Big shout out to everybody who has been following and listening to us and loving us across the globe. Once again, everybody, it's that season. Guys, it's not winter. According to climatology, it's autumn. It's not winter. Uzabantu, but ekimarika. It's not yet.
Pack down.
Thank you. Yeah, it's autumn. But the weather patterns have changed. But please make sure that you are safe. Condomize everybody. Again, guys, can I safely say that we fought the Omicron variant? We fought it. And there's a sub-variant, I'm told. Guys, please make sure that you are vaccinated. Get your booster shots. If that's not your thing, please make sure that you're social distancing. Please make sure that you're sanitized. You're masked. Big shout out again to the president for amending these regulations. The economy needs to move. Things are tight. And I'm not talking about sex, by the way. Everything is really, really tight, guys. So we need to get the economy going. So yeah, big shout out to the president. And guys, keep safe and hydrate, as Oskumi would say.
Yes, in Rangmeti, and just say stay safe out in these streets.
All right, everybody. Big thank you to everyone who's been listening. If you see me in the streets, no, it's obvious. It's like lunch bar. Louis Simbella, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese cup. Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly. Buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still Rumi Abby and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
We can't do one another.
20!